Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Mark, for remembering to ring the bell. Thank you. That was so special. Who's trucked over here? Oh, that's Travis's truck. Okay. It's not a red one. It's just no. Well, we're grateful that you're here this morning. We had a visitor last week, Stanley. Some of you might remember. Stanley is a different kind of person. I haven't contacted with him and talked to him all week long. He's a great guy, but Stanley may or may not come today, or may not come anymore. But I just wanted to let you know, be careful what you pray for, because I prayed specifically last week at the altar that the Holy Spirit would bring somebody from beyond these four walls, and then come Stanley. And we were able to minister to him and provided whatever he needed. He needed a spiritual touch. But he sent me a text yesterday, I guess it was. And he was telling me, because he called me in the middle of the week on the phone. He called me and wanted me to meet him at the main church at Lake Ella for a children's program. And I said, Stanley, I can't do that. I live here in Monticello, and I said, that's 40 miles away. Well, he kept pushing it. And I said, I got a wife that's recovering from cancer. I just can't pick up and go. So that's the end of that. And then he sent me a text that he'd be leaving the area, and he gave me his attorney's phone number and address. I don't know what that means, but come tomorrow day, I'm going to call the attorney, because in his text he was said that his attorney knows everything about him. And so, I don't know. Keep standing in prayer. sometimes you get people that come to church that are in need of a touch of God, but sometimes they're a little difficult. We never know where people are in their lives, and so that's why we minister, and we try to treat everybody with the love of God that God gave to us. So we're grateful for that.